This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call at 866-954-MORE.
One big happy family. That number is it in falter. All right. You can do. All right. We got a breeze that is probably around 15 miles an hour. Coming out of, clouds are moving. Looks like it's coming out of the north. All right, I'm going to say it's coming out of the north at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. It's going to be cooler in the next few days, so lows are going to be in the 60s, getting all the way up to the 80s. I would say right now it's a little above 80 degrees. Probably no rain for the next few days because God knows we got enough of it yesterday.
We did, man. It was all over the place. We got to get to our Masters pick coming up next hour as well.
Oh, no. We're doing
snake draft.
Five
guys each.
Yep.
Five guys golfing. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We'll get to some Panthers talk coming up in just about 10 minutes. Randy Moeller will stop by the show, so we'll talk to Randy about last night's win and his outlook as the Panthers wrap up this regular season. Schmeathen's such a bastard. You hear that, guys? Punting. But the Panthers win last night, 3-1. Gus Forsling, Etu Luostarinen, they scored for the Cats. Sergei Bobrovsky. Light night of work for him. 17 saves on the win.
It's amazing that they've been losing these games and outshooting their opponent 2-1.
Yeah, it has been. It's been pretty wild. And I think it was great to see them finally get on the old win side of things yesterday. So definitely hope that they can carry this over. They'll be back in action tomorrow taking on, I believe, the Red Wings are in town. So we got that, and then they got Buffalo, New York, and then Tampa to close out the year. Not Cade Cunningham's Red Wings, Leroy. 7 o'clock puck drop tomorrow from Amerant Bank Arena. A lot of home games to close out this year for the Cats. The Heat, they are back on the hardwood tonight, taking on the Chicago Bulls. It is a big one for your Miami Heat as they try and cinch up a home play-in game. If they win out, they'll be in a good spot. The Bulls lost last night. If they lose, it's pretty much curtains. They're going to be the 10, and they got to win two road games to get themselves into the playoffs. And then there's obviously a lot of ramifications for that, too, because if the Heat don't make the playoffs, then they get two picks, but then two of their picks become unprotected over the next 4 years. So there's a lot of stuff that's at stake with all of this. It's a pretty interesting, even though they are definitely nowhere near where they want to be. Bam Adebayo, he will play tonight after missing the last game with a back spasm and wearing those cool shades on the bench. And Andrew Wiggins is questionable with a hammy.
You know what I find weird?
Do tell.
And I wonder if it's me. I've never finished a game and then missed the following week. So when I, like, and did Andrew Wiggins leave the game early before he was out? I think he played that whole game.
I don't recall him leaving the game with a hamstring.
It right. was just like it That's flared what I'm saying.
Up. Yeah, it was weird.
And then, like, the next game, like, he's out for 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yep.
But he played the entirety of that game? It's a weird dynamic. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it because I know basketball, you play more games.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, like, a weird thing to go from, you know, or when they say, oh, he's got a, you know, he's a little banged up, we're going to give him a game, and he's out for 10.
Yeah, I know it's a tricky injury. He did travel with the team, so he is in Chicago. So I think he's probably trying to give it a go. And he mentioned, like we said, it was weird the other day how he spoke to the media after Saturday's game. And he was saying, I'm hoping to be back in the next couple of games. So this is
Somebody
obvious.
Somebody said he clutched his hammy after a timeout. But he played the rest of the game. Like, that's the overall nature of sports, that you're going to get some bumps and bruises along the way. Season's very long.
And the Marlins, they'll be back in action in about an hour to wrap up their series with the Mets. They'll try and avoid the sweep. They lose yesterday 10-5, although you did probably have your early candidate. The Marlins have had, I'll tell you one thing about the Marlins, that outfield, impressive catches. Griffin Conine, Derek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, very impressive. Hill also went deep yesterday.
Today, Max Meyer on the mound.
All right.
Max Meyer mania.
I like mustachioed, you know, chin-haired Max Meyer.
It's the new thing because in golf, all the golfers are going with the porn stash.
Yeah.
or to call it the Tom Selleck.
We'll take a break, talk some puck. Randy Moeller, he'll link in. We'll talk to the Panthers television color analyst. He'll join us.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
I'm about to go bat bleep crazy on some people.
I saw you backstage, dude. It looked like you were having an animated phone call.
So my, the management company that we pay our, you know, HOA to, they sent me this message. And I wanted to tell you, just out of curiosity, I want you to tell me what this sounds like. Dear property owner, we have been notified that the banking information, bank or writing number, account number you provided is now outdated. Please contact your financial institution for more information on the change. We would appreciate your assistance in resolving this issue. Now, that sounds like you owe them money, right?
Yeah.
Because the check didn't go through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew when it was going to be automatically deducted, so I called the bank, said, should I give the new information or just leave? They said, just leave it the same. We'll pay it. You have
3 months to change it after this check goes through.
It hasn't been 3 months.
It's been 2 days. The last check just went through April 1st.
We'll get to more of it. Well, let's get to our guy Randy Moeller, who I would be terrified if I messed with his bank account.
I need him as my representation.
Randy Moeller, we'll get to some cat talk here with us. Brought to us by Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia, hollywoodkia.com. Randy, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Randy, do you want a side job?
Thanks for having me, guys. Leroy, the number one thing is don't ever be involved with HOAs. They're nothing but issues. So there's your answer right there.
Yeah, I don't have a choice.
Most people don't have a choice.
Right. They told me I was a member of the HOA.
Guys.
It's great to have you, Randy. That was a huge win last night, you know, snapping the streak, but doing it against the Leafs. How huge did that feel last night just to kind of get that all over with, but obviously against the division leader as well?
Yeah, you know, it is because the Panthers, they played well here down the stretch, and the wins have been a little elusive to them and people just look at wins, losses. But if you listen to Paul Maurice, you listen to the players and that, it's they've got the experience. They've been to the finals 2 years in a row. You know, a game, no disrespect, but a game on a Sunday afternoon, game number 76 in Detroit on a Sunday afternoon, it's not the highest priority. And so let me explain. The Panther team, and I think everybody knows, they want to be healthy and playing the right way with their system, get the new players acclimated, the Brad Marchand, Sturm, some of these players, get them in and play Panther hockey right at the first game of the playoffs. That's their number one priority, and they've made they've said that for a number of weeks now that that's their priority. You see so many teams that you know excel in the regular season and they're pushing right to the end to win their division or win their conference, whatever. Look what happened to the Boston Bruins 2 years ago when they had 190 million points or whatever, and the Panthers beat them in the first round. So to tie it all together, the Panthers here these last four or five games want to get their game in order, get their injured players back, get their line set, their D pair set, and turn them loose and pop the clutch and let's go first game of the playoffs.
Randy, isn't these last maybe five or six games, were they a bit of an anomaly? Because they outshot every team 2-1. Their defense was unbelievable, and they just couldn't score the puck for whatever reason. And you sit back and look at all these games as being losses, but when you see all the time they spend on the offensive end, and how quickly they get rid of the puck on their end. Like, that style of play should have warranted more wins, but it didn't. Do you kind of just shrug it off and say, we're doing the right things, it's just not working out?
Well, the other way you can spin it is, if we're going to go through a scoring slump, let's do it now, not game one, two, and three of the first round of the playoffs.
Yes.
I totally agree with you that, you know, we're broadcasting those games. I mean, the game in Montreal, they completely shut them down until the last number is, you know, they score 8 seconds left, then they score the first shift of overtime. Okay, that could have been a win. Same thing in Toronto. They played very well 40 minutes, just couldn't capitalize. The power play is missing a couple of components. We all know that, Matthew Tkachuk being the biggest one. And then the game in Ottawa, where Ottawa didn't even have interest in even touching the puck the last 40 minutes of the game. The Panthers had 84 shot attempts and still lost the game. It's the way you look at it. And I think the leadership and the experience of Paul Maurice, the head coach, the experience and leadership of guys like Barkov and some of the older players, Brad Marchand now that's it with the team, let's not get too upset about this. Let's put things in perspective. Be on an even keel. You're going to win some games, a lot of games that maybe you weren't the best team that night, and your goaltending has bailed you out. And Sergei Bobrovsky's done that for more than a handful of games this year. Or you're going to be on the other side, and that's the way the Panthers were. They hit some hot goaltenders. I mean, Anton Forsberg in Ottawa was just lights out. I mean, Montreal goaltending. I mean, even last night, even last night, Wall, for Toronto Maple Leafs, he almost stole the game as well because some of the saves he made. So you hope that stuff all evens out, and then you hope that it's all about the playoffs, guys. The days are gone. I mean, I've been here for 31 years, and we've had a lot of lean years where we were just crawling and scratching to try and get into the playoff race and let it and see what happens. And that now, just make sure you qualify. It doesn't matter who you play. And I really don't think the Panthers, and I don't know. I mean, I just listened, same thing what you guys do to Paul Maurice and the players. I don't think they really are concerned whether they're playing at home or on the road, playing Tampa, playing Toronto. They bring it on. Bring it on, because and as you can spin it around, to go to the Stanley Cup, you got to go through South Florida.
Randy, what's been your assessment of the Brad Marchand move so far? Just kind of getting acclimated to everybody. I'm a dummy. I don't know what I'm watching. I just, you know, I just remember I hated him, and now he's in our sweater. So you gotta love him. So what have you made of his early games here with the Cats?
Oh, I'm fine with it. You know, I mean, Brad Marchand is Brad Marchand. I mean, and you're going to see as well with the rest of the Panthers. You know, the first game of the playoffs, you're going to see the real Brad Marchand. Just getting acclimated. He's played with a number of lines, number of line mates. I thought probably he had his best overall game since arriving in South Florida last night. He was all over the puck. I think he had three shots. He had three or four hits. He was a plus two. And that's really positive in that. I think a lot, the middle games, you know, he assisted on the game winning goal by Bennett in overtime in his first game. And then the, you know, three or four games in there, I think it was a lot like what the Panthers, they just had chances, just misfiring.
Right.
There were some miscues and that kind of stuff. I'm not worried about it. Brad Marchand, the team is, we're just thrilled to have him. His leadership, he's been through the wars before. He knows what it takes to win. But overall, no, he's exactly what the Panthers needed. I had no idea that they were be able to get a player like that. I'm just thrilled.
I was trying to figure out when Tkachuk comes back, who is going to be the most annoying one. Is it Brad Marchand or Tkachuk? Because they're both the same guy, in effect, but they not are on the same team. I can't. I'm wondering. I'm just saying, who fights first? Like, you know, I got all my other stuff. Who fights first, Brad or Tkachuk? I mean, I can't wait. I just, you know, one of the things that I think has probably hurt them this year, a lot of injuries. A lot of just guys banged up. You've had to call a lot of guys up. And it's amazing that they still play a certain way. And I love that. I love that about the Panthers. They play a certain way. You know what it looks like. And when it doesn't, you can clearly see that too.
Yeah, I agree. They built a tradition down here and a style of play that you ask around the league and that, and they do those surveys. Who's the toughest team to play against? Well, the Panthers are at the top of the list because of the way they play. They're in your face, the physicality. They're the best forechecking team in the NHL. They've proven that. I mean, ask the Toronto Maple Leafs after the game last night how their defensemen felt when their face was in the glass, turning back for the puck, and the forwards were. They play a speed game. They play a very a physical game. And you brought up, you know, at the start of this question about Brad Marchand and Matthew Tkachuk on the same team and that just adding Marchand to this team just adds more to the identity. And that's the way I quantify it, is they're so tough to play against. You're not going to get a shift off. They're going to play as hard as they can. They'll play in the back alley. They'll play on Broadway. They'll play any way you want. They can play any style. And that's where the Panthers are trying to get, you know, make sure that their game is rounded out, where when they start the playoffs, all four lines, all six defensemen are going to be pinching in. They're going to hit everything that moves, and that is how they won the Stanley Cup last year, and it's how they went to the finals the year before. So that's the team identity, and that's what we're expecting and what I think the fans mm-hmm. and everybody's expecting.
We had a couple months ago, we had Mackie Samuskevich on the show, and it's been cool. So we have like a little extra invested on him, and he's just been very impressive, Randy, this season. But we've seen young guys like Lindell step up in the playoffs even at his young age. Do you feel like Mackey getting probably what seems like he's going to earn some time in the postseason? You feel like he's ready for that?
Oh, I definitely do. Mackey Samuskevich has got a couple of special skills that he possesses. So you watch his game. He's gotten so much better at the winning those battles along the boards, and that's going to be a big thing. You talk in the playoffs, it's all about those battles, puck battles in all three zones, and he's much improved. He understands the game. He's very intelligent, and he watches how Reinhardt and Barkov and some of these players and Lundell, Louis Durain, and how they're able to get the puck and win those battles and that. And then what I was talking about, the special skills that he's had, he's got an excellent shot, but he's also got this first and second stride where he can separate himself. So, for example, he's in a puck battle along the boards, blah, blah, blah. He's able to get the puck, and he can turn so quick, and those first two strides, he can separate himself from traffic and get into some open areas and then be able to take that shot. Not a lot of players, especially a lot of young players that are in the first year of the league, have that skill. And that's what he has and that. And I'm looking forward to him. He's been a very pleasant surprise. His progression has been steady, yet always on the positive side. And just to round it out, guys, to answer your question, is if the Panthers are going to go far in the playoffs, Mackey Samuskevich will play a big role in that. That he has carved out a big role on this team, and he can play with anyone. So that's he's very versatile. He can play up and down the lineup. He can play left wing, right wing. Plays on the power play. He's everything that they expected of him, and even more.
Well, Randy, you know that's my guy. That's my guy. He went to Michigan, so I'm all in.
Oh, that's right. That's the Harvard of the Midwest, right?
That's it. That's it.
Before we get you out of here, Randy, we were talking with Gus Forsling a couple of weeks ago about taking pucks off and blocking. How much does that suck? It feels like that's got to be the most thankless thing in the sport.
Oh, these guys, and Gus Forsling's one of the best in the league and that. And I've said it so many times, where all of a sudden he blocks a shot and he goes down and this and that. And I thought, oh no, here we go. He's going to miss 3 weeks, a month or what. Oh, he doesn't miss a shift. He's right back out there and that. He must lead the league in ice packs after the game on his legs and his foot and ankle and that. He is, I tell you what, like I said, he's tougher than that steak my wife served me last night. He is all game, that guy, and he's not underrated anymore because everybody in the league would like to have Gus Forsling. So he's another guy, guys, that he sat out that game in Detroit on Sunday, and that he might sit out another game before these last four games or whatever, because the Panthers, they want to make sure that he's fresh, because he's going to play 25-26 minutes a night, and you want him to be fresh. You don't want him to be banged up. So that's the thing on Forsling. On the Gus bus. I'm on the Gus bus. Are you guys on the Gus
Absolutely,
bus?
Absolutely, 100%.
I'm on the bus of anybody who is willing to jump in front of a puck for me. Right?
They used to call me the flamingo, because I would try and lift one leg and try and not block it and that. And then I had a coach once that came up to me and says, "Moeller, why aren't you blocking any shots?" And I just said to him, I said, "That's the goaltending's job. That's the goaltender's job. I'm not paid. Where is it in my contract that I have to block shots?" But no, it's a big part. It's a big part of team success. You have to sacrifice your body. You got to get in front of those passing and those shooting lanes and that. And these guys, they pay the play. They pay the price. And every team's full of them. They block shots left and right.
Randy, my favorite part of the game last night was when a regular hockey player had to play goalie. I mean, it was hilarious to me when he's in there trying to do the best he could. They ended up scoring anyway, but it was like he's doing what he's got to do. It was, I mean, I'm like, he's going to get hurt.
Oh, that was last night when Marner blocked that shot. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the commentator, somebody said, "Oh, that was the best save, whether it was a goaltender or not."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then that's what players do. Their instincts, they're instinctive to do that, to try and block those shots when they have the net empty. But it was an exciting game last night. I'm glad the Panthers got a win. Mm-hmm. It's always fun to win. And professional players, yeah, you can say, oh, well, we played well and we did right things and that. But they want to win. They want to have fun. They want to hoop and holler and that, and congratulate each other in the locker room after the game. So,
Randy, we appreciate the time. Go catch Randy Moeller and Steve Goldstein tomorrow on Scripps Sports. You got Panthers and Red Wings. Randy, thanks for the time. Really appreciate you.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Have a great, great week.
There you go. Appreciate Randy Moeller stopping by the program. And by the way, all guests on 560 WQM join us on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
I can't imagine what it would be like to get hit by a frozen puck.
Oof.
It looks
so painful.
It just, like, even when Forsling jumps in front of one, he gets up and is like, damn.
I don't need a minute. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for our favorite Wednesday game. Wrestle for Shrimp. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello, Scooby. Hello, Scooby.
Say hi.
Are you excited for Bark at the Park, Scoob?
He goes, not without my sweater.
What do we have today, Jennifer, for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, first, we have Ja Morant throwing grenades for three-pointers.
Hey, I'm not rats off a ship on this, okay? They said he couldn't do guns. They didn't say no weapons. And when he goes, pulls the grenade, throws the grenade, double earmuffs while backing up, that's funny. And I'm all for funny, not rats off a ship.
I'm not rats off a ship. It's hilarious. And for people who are going to read too much into it, it's funny. That's all it is.
That's why he does it.
It's funny. It has nothing to do with anything. Stop trying to make something out of it that is not.
What about you?
I mean, that's not as embarrassing as Steph Curry telling you to go to sleep.
No, it was the double. It was the double covering of the ears, because that. You know, like, he could have been, it could have been a water balloon. But, like, once you go double ears, he's waiting for the explosion. I honestly think it's cooler than the gun. I love the throwing the grenades. Nobody has that.
That's true.
Nobody has that.
Nobody has that. Jennifer, where are your rats?
I think it's funny. You know, when someone's trolling someone, I'm not rats off the ship.
What about you, Dan Day?
You know, I got no love for Ja Morant. I got no love for the Memphis Grizzlies, but I do like a little bit of fun in the game. I don't like the gunpoint, but the silliness of the grenades and everything like that, you got to give credit where credit's due, so not rats off a ship.
What's number two, J-Fig?
Shedeur Sanders being picked top 10.
I'm rats off a ship, and it's not against Shedeur Sanders. It just feels like where the wind is blowing, you know? It just feels like he's fallen down these boards. I saw it today, you know, there's more reports. Oh, he's been called a fringe starter. So I know, like, some of the mock drafts now have him going 9 to the Saints. And I don't know. It kind of feels like he's fallen down these draft boards like a stone. Feels to me like maybe somebody picks some one of these awesome players, and then maybe the Giants trade back up into the first round to get him or something like that, but not into the top 10. So I'm rats off a ship on him being a top 10 pick. Leroy?
I think he will be a top 10 pick because it's already kind of been determined that he may go 9 to the Saints, which means if anybody wants him, they got to move above 9, which pushes him up even further.
Okay.
So
I like that logic.
From that standpoint, it's not like a situation where he's projected 15 or 20 and then somebody jumps up above a 12 to get him. He's already projected as top 10. And that means that if there's any kind of shenanigans on draft day, he's going to get drafted even sooner.
He's not showing up to the draft, right? Like, he's doing a home thing.
Yeah, I did a home thing too. Mm-hmm. I got invited, but I did a home thing.
What about you, Jennifer? Where are your rats? Scooby?
I was going to say not rats off a ship, but clearly he's very rat.
Okay. JFK thinks he can still
be
in the top 10. Dande, your Saints projected to possibly take Shedeur Sanders, but where are your rats on him getting taken top 10?
Well, tis the season for smoke screens.
I like that.
Why not? Saints can carry three quarterbacks that have kind of noodle arms that really don't move around all that much. But nonetheless, he's going to go in the top 10. It's too much of a risk if you pass up on him, and they're trying to put out the smoke screen. He will go top 10, in my opinion. So I'm not rats off
the
ship.
Well, Dan, it's funny because is there another franchise that understands what it's like to have a quarterback like that more than the Saints? Drew Brees didn't have a cannon.
Yeah, but Drew Brees was legendary.
I mean, yes, but one of the reasons why the Chargers got rid of him, because he hurt his arm and they were questioning his arm strength.
Why did the Dolphins pass on him?
I don't want to talk about it.
Because sometimes you can make the right decision and not work out. If I told you right now, I have two quarterbacks available. One has a knee injury. The other one has a throwing injury.
His arm was fine. That doctor was a quack.
That's not what the doctors thought. They thought he was going to have complication with that arm. So they went with the leg.
Great call.
Now, yeah, I'd say.
Great call. Dante Culpepper, the next good game he played was against the Dolphins where he scored 5 touchdowns.
Well, he scored 4 touchdowns, but he had 12 yards rushing.
Whatever, dude.
He had 103 yards passing.
Still touched that knee. What's number 3, Jennifer?
The Joker making a stink in Denver this summer.
Wow. Wow.
Why? Why?
Fancy. Why? You mentioned that. Wow.
Why?
Interesting. I haven't thought about it. I haven't thought about it with all this drama.
I haven't thought about it.
It's interesting. But since you bring it up, I'm not rats off a ship. Who's to say that he wouldn't make a stink this summer? I mean, one has to think the Joker looks around. Why is he any different from any star in their prime looking at it and being like, do I really trust these clowns to get me back to the promised land? One has to think. And I got to tell you, seems to me like he and Leroy would make fantastic neighbors in a horse city like Davie. Leroy's going to be going to Publix and it's going to be like, There's Nikola Jokic. Not rats off a ship. Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Like, I'm not projecting what other people are going to do because the team fired their coach. What if he was the guy who wanted the coach fired?
Very interesting. Very interesting. It's possible. Can't rule it out. But also, just because you fire a coach doesn't mean he won't still make a stink. Right, Scooby? Where are your rats, Jennifer? Exactly.
I'm rats off a ship. I don't think he's going to make a stink.
Rats off a ship.
Because he just doesn't care?
Not that he doesn't care, but...
Exactly, Scoobs. Dande?
I'm not rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Serbian culture is tough, man. They don't sit there and talk in the off season. They go take care of their own business and do what they want to do. That's the only reason I say that.
Goran Dragic demanded a trade. Now, I know he's Slovenian, but still.
Difference?
Is there?
Come on. So there's no difference between people from Alabama and Florida? Close enough.
It's not that there's no difference.
There's a big difference between Joker and Kogi.
One would say, though, that Joker has, look, I understand what you're saying, multiple-time MVP, a champion. One would say that's even more reason to make a stink. You look at Jamal Murray, his knee doesn't look quite right. You're like, I almost get out of here. He like gimpy horse.
What do they do to gimpy horses?
Well, too much. But, boy wonder, horse look good. Plus, I play with little brate, Nico.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Nico Jovic and Nikola Jokic together again. Wow. We got to get Bogdanovic down here, yeah?
I mean, I don't know how he's going to do if he's playing with the Heat, because I know when he's playing against the Heat,
kills him.
Bogdanovic, Vucevic.
We lose that whole peninsula. What if Goran becomes vice president of foreign affairs?
Nope.
Valanciunas.
He's still scary. Give us one more, Jennifer.
Of course. We have, you've heard of emotional support dogs.
Yes.
You know, like Scooby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about emotional support tigers?
Rats up.
The last one that had one of those got their face chewed off, and that was in Vegas.
Was Siegfried?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Vegas, in Nevada, a man was arrested for having two of them.
Wow. Whoa.
Was his name Mike Tyson?
You know what?
I think Mike Tyson lives here now. Doesn't he live in Del Rey? I think he just bought a mansion from the Jake Paul fight. All that just to show your ass cheeks. You know?
Yeah, wasn't it in West Palm?
I think it was. I know he was at the Wellington Mall pretty recently. I'm rats off a ship on emotional support tigers. Tigers are not here to emotionally support you. They're here to eat your face. I don't think that unless you raise that tiger even from a baby, I don't even think you could trust it full grown. Because if you look like a steak, he's going to eat you.
I am going to take it one step further and say these words, and I'm pretty confident in this. That's a white dude.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't know that. You're making assumptions, Leroy.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm making an assumption. Like, so
I wanna know, how did he get this tiger?
It's the same thing about the Gators.
His name is Carl Mitchell.
Ooh. Can't tell. I can't tell. Picture?
I've got to try and find one.
Can't tell.
No way he's black.
Let's see.
Carl Mitchell?
Carl Mitchell. I know it's a toss-up.
It's 50-50.
Yeah,
but
it's a toss-up.
I had to bet. I don't know.
Roy, what happened?
Don't deny him, Mitchell, Carl Mitchell.
We want our cats back, he says.
It's also Carl. It's Carl with a K, by the way. That
complicates
like Carl Anthony
any
Towns?
Of a difference, you know?
Like Carl Anthony Towns?
I have a picture.
Oh, he's interesting.
But I gotta be able to download it. But I gotta tell you, Leroy. Tyler Hero situation.
No, you mean Tyler Johnson.
Tyler Johnson?
Oh, I'll let you know right away. I can tell right away.
Hold on. We were all right.
I can screenshot the video real quick. Let's see.
Wow. I'll get you the picture next break.
Sam, some answers aren't just black and white. They're not that easy.
He's right.
Metaphorically speaking.
Like Hartenstein?
Exactly, dude.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Real quick. Let's see.
I'm so excited. Oh, come on. That's easy.
Dude, he's not black.
What?
I don't know, dude.
What? He's not.
He's interesting looking.
Yes. He's not black.
All right. So you okay.
I mean, all right.
Listen, I have admitted when I was wrong. I remember I did it with the Gator thing, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I did it with the Gator thing, and then people start sending me Vlad says he's German.
He's what?
So well, I mean, let's
because
well,
he has
let
a K in Carl.
So is what's his name with the hair? Used to have the little dye spot? Schroeder.
Oh, yeah, that's
Schroeder's
true.
German.
I don't know, man. I'm seeing some other pictures here. I'm going to give you another angle. We may need to go to the review. Go to Secaucus.
Oh, done. Hold on, let me put the headsets on.
How many pictures do we have of Carl Mitchell?
Apparently a lot. Apparently a lot.
Let's see.
I'm getting them.
I'm waiting for the... What do you think they talk about under there?
So what are you doing for dinner, you know? Where are you going?
Yeah.
Doing anything fun? How are the kids?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. We got another angle here, Cliff. I want you to take a look at this.
Okay.
Because I got to say, JFig definitely got the most intangibles picture of him.
Mm.
Well, I'm sorry. There was a video, so I screenshot.
Oh, come on. Oh. Come on.
Dude.
Come on.
He looks like, he kind of looks like.
Nevada.
Well, I know, right?
Yeah.
I told you.
When in doubt.
All right.
When in doubt.
So.
Can we overrule the...
Hey, listen. Wait. Here's what we're going to do. Right? It's not been confirmed, but the play stands as called because we don't have definitive information to overturn it.
That's fair. That's fair.
There you go.
Sent you one more.
He's 71 years old, too.
Someone
71
in your own Tigers?
71 years
old. Maybe that's a secret.